So next up, we've got Berkeley Social Scene.
We don't see the world the way that others do. They have clear delineation. We have super saturation. And I knew I'd get you right from when I met you. I said my favorite number is the color blue.
So it took me a sec to realize that this is a song about people who have synesthesia. It's two folks with synesthesia who meet up and fall for each other, and they both see numbers as colors, I think. Certain sounds they hear are also associated with color, and I like that they built a little story around the title, and I think synesthesia is a really cool thing, and, you know, I liked hearing a song about it. The clearest blue hook that they sampled in the pre-chorus, I think, works well. I like Ken singing on this one, but I feel like it would have been a little better with some kind of vocal change-up on the chorus. Maybe some harmonies or some backing vocals, because it was the same sort of chorus effect on the vocals all the way through, which detracted a little bit. I would have liked to have heard some variation. I really like the hi-hat drum pattern in the intro and again on the pre-chorus. I like the way the guitars are balanced on the left. The right side's got some sort of crunchy chords, and the left's got little arpeggios. My ear did get a little bit fatigued on the left side from those arpeggios, and I think it would have been better to use them maybe a little bit more sparingly or turning them down a little bit. Yeah, so overall, I liked this song, and I felt like they did good on the challenge and on the title, and they made a song I wanted to listen to, so props for hitting on all three.
Now, did you get the synesthesia angle from the lyrics or from comments? Did you work it out for yourself?
Yeah, I worked it out by looking at the lyrics. And then I realized that when she said his name, he saw the color blue. And then they both saw, blue was their favorite number, which is something people with synesthesia, they experience. Like certain sounds can trigger colors. And numbers are often associated strongly with colors.
Oh, okay.
I assume that's what it's about.
That might be like a three-way read for it, because, of course, you know, coloring by numbers is also... That's what I thought it was. It was like paint by numbers,
yeah,
sort of color by numbers. But it could absolutely be sort of this three-way metaphor where it's, painting by numbers and also synesthesia. I thought it was, that's an interesting angle. But, yeah, I just thought it was painting by numbers. But as for the song in general, I like the guitar work. And it's a fine enough love song. I didn't have that angle on it. The lyrics seemed to border on precious, you know, at least without the synesthesia angle. But great performances. The song itself didn't really do a whole lot for me. Like that sample in the pre-chorus seemed a little out of place and weird. And then, I don't know, the stereo effects during the chorus were really pretty cool, though. All that stuff that was happening and bouncing around, you know, from ear to ear. I like that a lot.